Hello, my name is Maurice Washington. I want to welcome everybody to another episode of Executive Talk. Those who are watching live or those who are listening later on our podcast or watching on our Roku channel, thank you so much for joining us. In today's segment, we're going to talk about how do you instill confidence in banks to get approved for bank loans. Now, business owners are obviously, we're always thinking about growth opportunities that are within our business for payroll. We're thinking about buying equipment. We're thinking about buying the next tool or thing that's going to help us accelerate in our businesses. And one of those accelerations is creating the opportunity to get bank loans or something of that nature to move us through. But how do we instill confidence? That's what today's show is going to talk about. How do we create the confidence for banks to want to lend us money? So now with me today to actually address this from her point of view is Victoria Smith with Victory Accounting. So let me go ahead and bring her to the stage. How you doing, Victoria?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you today. How's everything? Business has been good?
Yes, it's going great. How about you?
Business is going great. So this show, this topic, I know you've seen a lot of circumstances and you've seen a lot of scenarios, being that you're an accountant, to see business owners, you know, looking to apply for loans. Are you seeing this as an easy pathway nowadays, or are you seeing this as becoming harder and harder?
Honestly, I think it's getting harder and harder. We saw a lot of fraud during the pandemic with PPP loans, and that has created some doubt in the banks wanting to lend money, especially with all the businesses that are struggling right now after COVID as a kind of backlash of everything. So I think that banks are having a harder time wanting to approve loans. So you have to have your stuff together in a more organized way in order to get the banks to even consider giving you a loan.
That's it. I completely agree with that. And that leads me into this first topic here. I'm going to bring this up. So it says, according to, and I got this here off the internet, and according to the Biz to Credit Small Business Lending Index, small business loans had a 13.5% approval rate from big banks as of April 2023. Small banks and alternative lenders approve more small business loans with approval rates of 18.7% and 28.7% respectively. Now, when you look at that, it shows me that there's been a shift in gears as far as what used to be and what was now occurring. And it seems like the smaller banks are now becoming the lenders versus big banks, because as you alluded to, and I think that's where everybody needs, we need to stop and pause as business owners and look at pre-pandemic, we didn't have these issues, but because of all that fraud from post-COVID, I know about to talk about it, we run smack dead into now there's a big trust issue. Is that what you see based on that research?
Yes, I think that there is a trust issue. And I also think that the bigger banks are a little less hesitant, whereas the smaller banks, usually you have somebody that you know at the bank who will work with you to help you get the loan better and help you get better organized and give you a better idea of what they're looking for or what they need from you in order to get the loan approved.
Okay. All right. That's fair. And so speaking about that, as far as what they need from you, here's some banking requirements. And I feel like these are still very prevalent nowadays, where we're looking at some of the bigger banks and even smaller banks, but the requirements for loans are credit scores of 660 and above. They look at cash flow, collateral, personal guarantee, age of business, and also in industry. So let's go ahead and break down a couple of these. So when you look at credit score, do you feel like this credit score is strong enough at a 660, or do you feel like it needs to be even stronger at this stage?
I think as strong as you can get your credit score, the better off you're going to be. Banks are going to look at you not only on a business side, but also on a personal side to make sure that you are paying back your loans. You're not having cash flow issues in your own personal life that could carry through to the business. So making sure that your own personal credit score is staying up along with your business credit score is really important when a bank is looking at you, because it has a lot of your history involved with it.
For sure. And so even speaking of history, age of business, from what I remember when I was working in the mortgage industry for a good period of time, they're looking at your track record as far as your business, you know, being in the same industry for XYZ amount in order for you, for them to look at you to approve a loan. And even if you change industries, obviously you have to have some kind of similarities to ensure that you're going to be through, you know, that you're going to make it through. Now with the business and coming post COVID, do you feel like that age of business is even more scrutinized at this stage?
I believe it is. I believe that your age of business can tell the bank a lot, whether you've, you know, made it through some ups and downs, how you made it through COVID, all of these different things and variables that you go through just as a business in general, because there are a lot of businesses out there that are seasonal. So are you still making it through your tougher times? Are you putting money aside to help cover all of your expenses during those times? Do you know how to manage your cash flow in a way to help keep your business to grow? So I think that definitely your age of your business tells a lot about where you're at. Now, if you are just starting out, a good loan to look into getting is through the SBA, because they're more likely to give you a loan if you're higher risk or just starting out. There's additional paperwork and additional items they're gonna need from you, but it's definitely worth, if you're just starting out, to look into the SBA.
Okay, all right. And that brings up a good point, because cash flow, and let me bring this back up to the stage here. When it comes to cash flow and collateral, some businesses don't have heavy collateral. Like, for example, your landscaping companies, plumbers and so on and so forth, they have a lot of collateral to potentially offer to help push that loan through and be more, you know, be more appealing to your banks. But it seems like if you're, depending on what type of business in your industry that you're in, you're not going to have a lot of collateral. So it seems like a lot of these things would weigh a little bit more based on the lack thereof of what you have.
Right. So it's definitely easier to get a loan on a piece of equipment, or if you're trying to secure like a building or a property or anything like that, anything that the bank, if you default, can fall back on and have something to get their money back out of the loan, they're always going to be a little bit easier for those to get approved. Whereas if you're just trying to get an insert of cash flow to help you grow, that's going to be a little bit harder to come by.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take here to the next slide. I want to bring this up because this one, and this is you and I, we can get a little creative with this. So let's imagine this here, Victoria. And this is what I feel like business owners do when they're looking for loans. And this says here, for those that are listening on the podcast, what do bank underwriters want to see from you? So now I want to take this out. You can imagine that business owners typically go to the bank. They have a relationship with their banker, and they've probably been with that bank for 3, 4, maybe 5 years. They know each other's kids. They know what's going on. You know, there's a situation last month. They may even know that personal detail because that relationship is pretty solid. And so what it seems to me is business owners come to that table thinking, we've had a great established relationship. I've deposited money. They know my kids, and they know I'm a good guy or a good gal. So there's no reason why. So let me go ahead and get a $20,000 line of credit. And they feel like that's the relationship that they're catering to.
Right.
What's wrong in that scenario? Am I looking at that correctly?
Yeah. So yes, you may have a great relationship with your banker. You guys may know each other on a more personal level, but they're really not the person giving you the loan. The person giving you the loan is the underwriter. And so they have no relationship with you. And that's on purpose. The banks do that to make sure that they're looking at everybody fairly and more at the actual numbers than the person you are. The relationship with your banker can come into great aspects in that they can help walk you through, okay, we're missing this, we need that, or we need this. And I feel like what a lot of business owners do is they just go try and get a loan, and then they bring their accountant into it when they need additional information. If you know that you're going to go to a bank and try and get a loan, or you're trying to buy a piece of equipment and you're going to need a loan, come to your accountant first. let us know, hey, I'm looking to get this loan. I'm looking to do these different things. So we can help position you into the best possible ideal situation to help get you those loans and get the bank to approve it. Because once you start the loan process, you have a limited amount of time to get all of that information to the underwriter. And so then that puts stress not only on you and your personal relationship with the bank, but also your relationship with your accountant. So if you can go to your accountant first and say, this is what I'm going to do, can we look over everything, make sure I'm in the best possible shape to get this loan, then we can help you maybe manage to do a couple other things or look at a few things to help work you towards the best possible situation. So that when you do go to the bank, the accountant already knows exactly what's going on.
Yes, and that is true, because I feel like, especially once it gets into the underwriter's hands, the last thing that you want to do is have them come back looking for more paperwork that you could have submitted before. And right. It's all about that presentation in which you're providing to the underwriter, because you're not, and that's the correlation here. If you go straight to your banker, you're thinking that's the relationship. You give your stuff just based on that relationship. You're like, well, you already know me.
Correct.
But you have to position it where there is somebody else completely that has no bias at all. They just look at facts and paperwork, right?
Exactly.
And I feel like if they're constantly having to ask you for information, they probably see it as you're probably not prepared.
Right. And that can help deter them into giving you a loan. And if you send in financial statements that aren't correct the first time, and then we go through and fix them, and then you're resubmitting new financial statements, the bank might go, okay, well, which ones are really accurate? Which ones are really true? Are you falsifying them now because you want to get this loan, or are you giving me an accurate picture of your business? So that can also have an effect. And if you have an accountant who's helping you with your books and bookkeeping, that will also help you with proving that you are giving good financial statements. So having an accountant who really has your back and knows what's going on in your business and is keeping everything up to date for you, they can give you the best possible advice as far as getting everything prepared to give to a bank.
I love it. Which brings me to this next dot here. I'm gonna bring this up. So this is part of that presentation that you're talking about to the banker and or the underwriter. So this, right. For those who are listening, what applications do banks like to see to approve loans? So we have Xero, QuickBooks, Sage, Wave, and we also have Excel.
Yeah. Now,
what doesn't seem like it fits up there in this puzzle seems to be Excel. Would you agree with that?
Right. I would agree. And Excel, yes, it's a great tool, but if you're not investing in your own business by getting an accounting software, then how should a bank invest in you? Or why should they even invest in you if you're not investing in yourself or have any investment towards your business growing? So Excel is great in doing a lot of things, but as far as doing your accounting, it can be very cumbersome. Also, it doesn't give you the financial statements that the banks are going to want from you. It might be easier to pull together a profit and loss through Excel, but putting together a balance sheet can be very complicated, making sure that everything works together correctly. So this can be really difficult. The other thing to keep in mind with those other programs is that you're going to get out what you put into them too. Some of them can be tricky in managing and knowing how everything is flowing. So having somebody kind of reviewing your information, making sure that stuff isn't getting duplicated or, items aren't missing is a big part of that picture too.
For sure. And what you just sparked something when you said that, because if you go around and if you're searching for a bookkeeper, you may see a QuickBooks Pro or something of that nature, right? During your search. Well, in that pro and the it seems like the most important part of that pro part of that is this person will help create your documents and forms and make sure everything is lined up and correct, because to me QuickBooks is very cumbersome for the average person. You really have to know what you're doing.
Correct. You can definitely get yourself in trouble in QuickBooks. You can get stuff duplicated if you're using a different payroll service and then you're putting into QuickBooks. There's a specific way that needs to flow through into it to be correct. And so those are different things that having an accountant that has your back or is at least giving you some advice and some review can definitely help you navigate those type of things.
That's right. Okay. And so even with all those opportunities, all those applications, there is something to be said about the presentation to your underwriter. I feel like that's the connection between this whole show. How do you instill confidence? So if you're presenting yourself as just this Excel spreadsheet, I don't feel like you're really instilling that confidence of you're qualified for a $20,000, $30,000 line of credit.
Correct. Well, I mean, really, if you're not going to invest in yourself and your business by having an accounting software, why should a bank invest in you?
Yeah.
I think it shows that you're not really truly serious if you're doing everything through Excel. You haven't reached another level. And so those are things that, you know, having a business that comes with expenses. And as a tax professional, you get to write that off. So, you know, let's get you in a better position, not only with the bank, but in your own accounting so you know what's going on to help you manage your business better.
That's right. That's right. And this is one of the most important documents is that profit and loss statement.
Correct.
And I know this is where a lot of business owners tend to get themselves in trouble in the statement. Part of that presentation is, are you presenting too much information? Are you presenting the right information? So how strong is that profit and loss statement there, Victoria?
Right. So I've seen a lot of profit and losses that look great, but there's also a lot of profit and losses where everybody wants to break everything down. If you're breaking everything down and you're creating yourself a 3-page profit and loss, not only are you making it harder for yourself to read what's really truly going on in your business, but you're also opening yourself up to when you go to the bank, they're going to see additional information. They might ask additional questions. Whereas if you were just giving them the basic information, they would be able to see, okay, this is this, this is that. But if you're giving them so much information that it's making it confusing, they might have additional questions or they might not read it correctly. And that might create problems for you as well.
That's true.
The other thing is important is your balance sheet. Yes. You know, everybody likes to look at their profit and loss. It's easier to read, but your balance sheet tells the bank a lot as well. It shows what you've got in your bank accounts. It shows any other assets that you may have, but it also shows other liabilities that you have, which are also important to a bank. They want to know what else you're paying. So not only is your profit and loss important, but also your balance sheet and making sure that that is correct.
Okay. How big of a deal is this? It's typical that business owners obviously want to keep as much money throughout the year as possible. Let's be clear.
Yes.
However, when you get to the end of the year and you've done that over a couple of years where you've shown not a lot of profit, you kept the money, you know, in the back end, but then on the front end, when you try to get that loan, what's the cause and effect of that?
Yeah. So if you're always trying to keep your income low for your taxes, so that when you do your tax return, you're not paying very much in taxes, that can hurt you on the backside when you're going to try and get a loan. And most people don't think about that until they're trying to go get a loan because they just want to pay as little in taxes as possible. And so a great way to help you manage not only paying yourself, but also showing a profit is to have an accountant who's looking through everything through the year. You know, we could do tax planning throughout the year where, yes, you pay in as you go instead of having a giant payment at the very end and being surprised. So having an accountant who's looking over and helping you also tax plan can be a big part of that. And if we know ahead of time that you're planning on purchasing equipment and you're going to need a loan, then we can hopefully like maybe put off doing some other expenses so that you can show a profit.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So ultimately within that time frame, just show it up front, because I think that's part of the reason why is that relationship with the banker. is you're like, you may come to the table and say, you already know what I have. So, you know, go ahead and improve me. You're not looking at that, the fact of how much you didn't claim in that, you know, in that year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to, yeah, they're going to be looking at the full picture. And so you need to be looking at the whole picture. Just because you may have $50,000 in a bank account or something, they care about that, but that's not the only thing that they're looking at. They're looking at you as a whole. Also, another thing that banks are usually going to want is your tax returns. So if you haven't filed your taxes in several years or you're behind, they're going to want those caught up before they do anything.
That's
and
right.
That can also get you into this kind of time frame, because that, even though your taxes may be sent in, it takes a while for the IRS to put that on your transcripts. And the bank's going to be looking at your transcripts, not your, they're going to want a copy of your taxes, but they're also going to be going to the IRS website and looking at your transcripts. So that's another part where people get themselves in a lot of trouble, is they think, oh, well, I'll just file them now and then I'll be ready by the time, you know, I need the loan process. And that's not always the case.
That's right. All right. So let's go ahead and take this next slide here and talk about business credit, because I know this can enhance your picture as far as instilling confidence. And so in the statement here, it says establish business credit, just like personal credit, having a healthy business credit score will help you qualify for loans, get lower interest rates, and open accounts with vendors, among other things. Practicing good credit habits will allow your business to take advantage of new options and opportunities as you grow. And so we're in the marketplace right now here, Victoria, where interest rates are, people are very interest rate sensitive right now.
Correct.
Because, you know, they're not as low as they used to be, and people would like to pay attention to that.
Right.
And earlier, we were talking about your personal being at 660. Could this, it seems like this can enhance your whole picture if you have all those together.
Yes. So the one thing that I want to say about business credit is it can be really hard to establish. It can be even harder to establish than our personal credit scores. So making sure that you're finding, if you are getting business credit cards, are they relaying that information through and reporting to the business credit bureaus?
Okay.
Are they actually carrying that through? Because if you're getting a business credit card, but they're not reporting any of that to the business bureau, then you're not really building that credit. You're doing all the things that you're supposed to be doing to build that credit, but if they're not reporting it, then that's not really helping you as far as that side is concerned. The other thing that can help build your business credit is getting a line of credit. And you may go to a bank and they may not approve you for what you want, but you should take whatever they're giving you at this time. Even if the interest rate and everything is higher and your credit limit is lower, once you start to establish that you're going to pay that on time, then banks are usually willing to increase your limit. So if you go get a credit card when you don't need one, you go get a line of credit when you don't need one, it's always easier to get stuff when you don't need it. It's always harder to get it when you need it right away.
Yes.
So getting those things set up before you may actually need them could be in your best interest. You don't have to use them to their full extent right away. You can use them a little bit here and there to help keep that credit established. But then when you do need it, it is there to help you.
That's fair. And this one, I know this one you get real passionate about. Every time I talk to you about this, you go to a certain place, and that's okay. I appreciate it. But we're going to talk about pitfalls, everybody. Nobody likes to talk about them, but nonetheless, they're right there in front of us. So let's talk about some of these pitfalls. Extremely high fees. Interest rate can be 20 to 30% of the loan. Pay off early. You have to pay all the interest. They make it really easy to renew. Now, in these pitfalls, you're not talking, I feel like you're not talking about banks in this particular moment, right?
No, I'm not. I'm talking about those who are out there taking advantage of business owners. I feel like they truly, yes, they may give you a loan, but I feel like they're really taking advantage of you in a way that is, that just shouldn't be allowed. It should be illegal. It's kind of like going to a payday loan and they're taking half your check before you ever get your check. So a lot of places will sell you equipment and they'll say, oh, we'll finance it for you. But what you're not realizing is that there's usually a loan fee. And then they are giving you, they're giving you the loan for the equipment, but sometimes their interest rates are 20-30%. And now all the way up to like 40, sometimes I've seen. So you're paying almost, you know, a third more for this piece of equipment than what you could have been if you went to a bank or somebody else. So it can be really frustrating because then you get locked into this. And then if you do go to pay it off early, you still have to pay all of the interest. So even if you try to get out of it, you're still paying the full amount of the loan. So to me, that's very frustrating because, you know, if you pay it off sooner, you should get a break on that. The other thing is that there's a lot of companies out there that will let you sell their AR, sell your AR. They're charging you $5,000 to $10,000 just to get the loan. Then they're charging you 20 to 30% interest on that loan. And they're taking that out of your account daily or weekly. A few of them may do monthly, but that can really affect your cash flow. As a business owner, having them pull this like $1,000 to $2,000 payment out every single day. And that can create a lot of stress for you trying to make sure that you have that money in the bank, especially if like somebody else is behind in paying you or you're waiting on a client to get you paid and you're really counting on that money to come through. And then it's all being eaten up by this loan. So really in reality, like going to your accountant, making sure you're in a good position, making sure you're looking at stuff. By the time you pay that $5,000 to $10,000 fee for that loan, you could have hired an accountant and had great advice all year rather than paying this giant fee that you're never going to get back. So to me, it makes me really upset to see them take advantage of business owners.
That's fair. And we all hear your passion. That's amazing. With that being said, what you're talking about as far as this particular pitfall is hard money, right?
Yeah.
It's our hard money lender. Now, with this hard money lender, it comes with, now I feel like it comes with this one particular word, and it's preparedness. When you come to the banks and you're not prepared and you haven't completed your, you know, your fullness of how much income you made and so on and so forth, and you get denied. Even earlier in your statement, you said, get it before you actually need it.
Correct.
Well, and those are circumstances in which you can operate in. But if you have not prepared yourself in that manner, or even been working with a bookkeeper, you find yourselves in these hard money situations where these are the quickest way that you'll get your revenue. But it comes with the risk of the amount of interest and how they receive their money back.
Correct. And if you do find yourself in a position where you need to take one of these loans and you can't get out of it any other way, then I recommend taking as minimal as you possibly can. And then looking at, okay, what can I do to position with this money that I am getting? What can I do to position myself better so that the next time that I do need a loan, I can go to a bank instead? So if you do have to take these type of loans, I understand if you need the cash, like there are just circumstances that happen, but do your best to keep it as minimal, use the money as wisely as you possibly can to maneuver yourself into a better position next time so that you can go to a bank and make these power moves.
All right. So then what final thoughts would you have for everybody? Hey, Victoria, you gave us a lot of great information, but yeah, what final thoughts do you want to leave us with?
Yeah, make sure that you have an accountant who has your back, who knows what you need, who knows what your goals are and your plans are. I highly recommend talking to your accountant several times throughout the year, letting them know where you're planning on going, what your goals are, what your plans are, how can we maneuver this better, and also having somebody who is giving you advice in how your business is looking, where you're growing, where you might maybe spend some more money or cut back because you're spending a lot of extra on. So accountants can give you a lot bigger perspective than what you may be thinking at the time and kind of help prepare you to be better in the future.
Love it. I love it. On behalf of Executive Talk, on behalf of those that are watching, I want to say thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us about this, because this is the right time, because we're coming into, things are changing very rapidly.
Yes.
And it's not getting any easier in no respect in any different, you know, sector, especially financing and positioning yourself. So I want to thank you for really tackling this issue. Obviously, we're going to talk more about various other issues and things to prepare, but this one is a good starting point to get people going. So thank you so much for
I appreciate you and getting to be able to talk on this subject, because I think it's going to become really important in the future.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes. We'll definitely have you back, Victoria, next month, and we'll keep the conversation going.
Sounds good.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
All right. And for everybody else, business owners, thank you for taking your time out of your schedule to watch the show and or listen to the show. Let's be very clear. It's our turn to turn the tables. As business owners, we have to present ourselves in such a way that allows us to be fluid, to grow. Our employees depend on us to be fluid, to be structured, to have opportunities such as this on the way. And I get it. We're very much so in a do-it-yourself society. But in that do-it-yourself society, there's a lot of pitfalls with that. We miss out on a lot of different things that we are not aware of. We're not going to spend a lot of our time looking at the new tax laws and everything that's moving in the background. That's what people like Victoria are here for. That's what your bookkeepers are here. Most importantly in this show, have that relationship with them constantly, frequently, to have answers and let them know of your moves, so that way they can help prepare you and put you in a good light. I want to again thank you guys for all watching today's segment. But Victoria and I, we actually have to get back to work. You guys have a great day.